We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Some of us actually are proud to be Americans. I think there's a lot to celebrate about this country. There's the hope that we can get it right on a bunch of different levels in our lifetime. I think that fight is, that fight is probably becoming more complicated right about now. But you know what? Saturday, you'll be able to celebrate something. And Jason Roop is with us to kind of walk through what opportunities are out there, especially with the pandemic. Jason, it seems like all the traditional, close-in events are canceled. Like the one I used to go to at Dogwood Dell, they're not going to have that. What is happening this weekend?
John, I come bearing good news today. There are options out there, and it is a little depressing when you look at the list of everything that's been canceled, but if you want to see fireworks on Saturday, you can do it, and I have some other good places where you can get outside and kind of, you know, mark the day with some history and patriotism. So, a lot of people are upset about baseball being canceled this season, and we learned about that. But, traditionally that is a huge weekend for the 4th of July fireworks. So while that's not happening in a traditional way, the Flying Squirrels are still going to have fireworks on Saturday. And the way they're doing it is they're going to broadcast it on television. So you can see it on Channel 6 at 9 p.m., and I believe, is one of your stations maybe involved in that?
We're doing it. We're carrying the live feed as well, so that'll be exciting.
If you go out
to see it, if you're not watching it on TV, you can listen to the music here on WRVA.
Yes, so you can sit in your car and watch the fireworks and listen to the simulcast on the radio. So it's kind of like drive-in fireworks. So that'll be cool. And a lot of people in the past have, gotten up on roofs in the Scott's Addition area or, just driven around there. So there are lots of places to see it there. Now, another kind of drive-in fireworks is going to happen at Chesterfield. They're going to do the display at the fairgrounds there. Now, you can't get onto the fairgrounds, so this isn't a typical session, but if you want to go to Elsie Bird High School and the Chesterfield Technical Center and the Government Center, they're going to have official parking available there opening at 5 p.m. They can accommodate up to 1,600 cars. The fireworks start at 9:15. And, of course, there are other places to watch it down there as well. So that hits a broad swath of the area. There's also some places way out, a little bit of a drive out of the city center, but a lot of people want that right now. So if you want kind of that small town parade atmosphere, go to Beaver Dam. So they're going to do the Independence Day Parade and Barbecue at the Beaver Dam Raritan Club. This is going to be, the traditional parade. This is the 44th year they've done it. We're talking about, horses and tractors, fire trucks, and they're not going to be doing everything that they typically do because of social distancing, but you can watch the parade and all the fun that's going to happen there. Speaking of baseball, there is a baseball game going on down at Pamplin Historical Park in Petersburg. And you're probably familiar with that, and they will probably have a lot to say about the Civil War discussion going on now. They're going to do a program during the day from 10 a.m. to the afternoon where you can bring your kids. They're going to do a patriotic ceremony with the Pledge of Allegiance, a cannon fire salute. They have 19th century games, and they're going to do a period baseball game at the Battlefield Center Field where you can join. And then finally, I think you are involved in a big one down in Powhatan, which is pretty cool. And I think that's I talked to those organizers yesterday, and they're very excited. Also, the such a good cause. They're raising money for the Dental Outreach Foundation that puts on dental clinics for kids in Virginia.
But Powhatan Freedom Festival.
Yeah,
at the Powhatan Fairgrounds. So that's Saturday from 6 to 11, and I'll be there emceeing. And my job is not just to introduce everybody, but it's also we have a whole bunch of politicians who are coming, so it's to kind of keep them on track. Hey, we don't need 30 minutes about America or you. We just share your thoughts, but we're excited about it to be in Powhatan on Saturday. So I am looking forward to joining those folks out there.
People need to get there early too. They're playing a movie for kids, but only the first 1,000 people are allowed in the gate. So you want to don't delay on that. Don't wait till the sun goes down. And I have one more small thing. A lot of people missed the, you know, I've been several times to the Liberty or Death reenactment at St. John's Church. Mm-hmm. They're closed this month, and hopefully they'll be reopening soon. But if you wanted to watch that, PBS filmed a little special on it a while back, and they are you can find that broadcast on the St. John's Church website. So if you just want to watch it and have a little reminder of things, it's a nice way to do it.
Very good. And what are you going to do?
You know? I'm not sure. I mean, I've learned about a lot of these things recently, and they're all sounding pretty good. Maybe I'll head down and make sure you're kept in line at Powhatan.
Okay. Thank you, Jason. I'm glad to talk to you.
You too. Thanks, John. Okay.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.